Researchers have long been able to reconstruct ancient diets to a certain extent. They can look inside of hardy tooth enamel to check for chemical signatures linked to the consumption of different types of plants, like grasses versus trees.
Just to get an idea, like who was more in an open grassland savanna, who lived more probably in a more forested environment.
Tina Ludica is with the Max Planck Institute for Chemistry in Germany. She says the type of chemical tests used to look at plant consumption can't tell you anything about meat.
And I was always very frustrated, like many of us. What about meat?
She and other scientists were particularly curious about meat because protein-rich foods may have been key to the evolution of large, complicated human brains.
To power these big machines in our head, we need a lot of energy. So, of course, we need high-quality, energy-rich foods.
Recently, she and some colleagues developed a highly sensitive new kind of chemical analysis, one that can reveal a carnivore lifestyle. It involves detecting very, very small amounts of nitrogen in tiny amounts of organic material. The researchers have just used it to study an ancient human ancestor, Australopithecus, which lived around 3 million years ago.
These are still fairly ape-like, small-brained hominins that already walked upright but had like a more ape-like walk, basically.
Stone tools and cut marks on bones from their time period suggested that they might have been meat eaters. So Ludica went to a collection of remains found in a South African cave and nabbed bits of tooth enamel from teeth that belonged to 7 individuals.
So I actually have a normal dental drill and go with that in the collection after all the permits are granted, which is hard to get.
Her team ran its lab tests, comparing these teeth to results from known carnivores and herbivores. Lo and behold,
our study now shows actually that all of these 7 individuals were probably not engaging in a lot of meat consumption. So these were plant eaters, mostly.
The results are described in the journal Science. She says they set a kind of baseline.
So here, for the first time, we have actual numbers to put it on there to say, like, okay, not much meat was consumed for these small-brained hominins. But then what happened after, right?
She wants to do the same kind of testing on other past human relatives, moving up the evolutionary chain. That sounds pretty awesome to Bernard Wood. He's a paleoanthropologist at the George Washington University who wasn't part of this research group. He thinks this is one of the biggest advances in this field in years.
It means that one can look at other hominins and try and do the same sorts of measurements and get a sense of what they were consuming during life.
For example, he wonders about Homo habilis, an extinct human species that lived about 1.5 to 2.5 million years ago.
It would be great to know whether Homo habilis was eating as much meat as some people think it was, but I have my doubts.
His sense is that very early human species might be more vegetarian. And now researchers have a new way to check. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.